And that was really special. I mean, I love the different audiences that I do artworks or, you know, art programming with, you know, whether they're Catholic or not. It's, you know, it's a great point of interaction, right, around art and beauty and connected to the church. But this one was very special because everyone came for really a spiritual retreat while doing the art. So we all along understood the, as we were learning the technique and preparing the materials and doing the painting, that this was an act of prayer. And it was just an incredibly meditative, contemplative space. And it was, there's a lot of wonderful analogies between kind of the process of art making and growth in one's spiritual life. And those really came to the forefront in the process of the icon writing. In the iconographic tradition, they call the process of writing the icon like bringing up the light, because you start on a really dark, kind of muddy colored ground, and then you increasingly paint the lights and the brighter colors on top. And just as one point of analogy between the artistic and spiritual process, you know, a lot of the people who had never done this technique before really like were having a hard time trusting it was going to look good in the end. You know, it's like, I don't know, this looks a little dirty, this looks a little messy, is this really going to be beautiful? And then it's like an act of faith in the art making that you persevere and you trust the process. And then they're really delighted with the finished images. And as this was a retreat and we're kind of praying and we're meditating on, you know, salvation through the passion of Christ, it was all like, yes, this is like, this is what happens in our souls. Like, we have to trust the process.